This week on Catwalk Talk, we look at one of the biggest names in high street fashion, Ralph Lauren. Our reporter, Alison Martin, reports on why Lauren is such big news.
After Gwyneth Paltrow had got up to collect her Oscar for Shakespeare in Love, there were only two topics on journalists' minds. The first was that she had cried, and many felt that the tears were not real. The second was the dress she was wearing. A bright pink taffeta creation by Ralph Lauren. The Oscar evening was not perhaps an unconditional success for Gwyneth Paltrow, but for Ralph Lauren it was a major PR coup. The dress got everybody talking, and for a businessman like Lauren, all that talk could only be good news. His company is worth over $2 billion, and Oscar night was just another in his incredible string of successes. Ralph Lauren studied psychology, not fashion, at college, and it is this, perhaps, that marks him out from other famous designers. There's nothing especially fashionable about his fashions. His designs are conservative rather than avant-garde. But he understood very early that style equals lifestyle, and that people are prepared to pay to show the world that they have a particular lifestyle. He had a good eye for clothes and good business sense. He was the first designer to move into the lucrative sportswear market. Is there any big city anywhere in the world where you can't see people wearing the familiar Lauren polo brands? He was the first to move into the home furnishings market, so now you can wear Ralph Lauren and live Ralph Lauren, drink from Lauren glasses, eat from Lauren plates, even sleep in Lauren sheets. And he was the first to move down market and provide clothes for those of us with tighter budgets. The first to provide stylish designer label clothes that you could afford to wear to work. So last week's Oscars were an important night for Lauren. With a new store, his 8th, opening in London's ultra-fashionable Bond Street, what better publicity could he have hoped for?